What's up, everybody? It's your host with the most, MK47, the bitch, and welcome to MKUSA. Back with another episode, man. We live on all platforms: Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, wherever y'all listening to this. What's good with y'all? So, today episode, man, is a little sad, a sad episode, man. R.I.P. to Lil Loaded. Now, I wasn't really a fan of Lil Loaded because, like, he was just, you know, bursting onto the scene, like, this year. But, I did hear one song I think he made with Pooh Shiesty. That song was pretty good. Yeah, 20 years old, you know, young man, and, the dude was just popping off in the music industry. Like, this dude was making like 35K a month from his music and you know, from his brand and stuff, which that's like 400,000 a year, you know. But so the situation with Lil Loaded, he took his life because his girlfriend cheated on him. Like, he committed suicide because his girlfriend cheated on him. Now listen, first of all, man, no woman in this world should never, and I mean never ever, never ever, bring a man to that point to where he don't want to live anymore. Now, you know, He was 20 years old, so I'm going to say he's a kid because, you know, when you're 20, your brain isn't fully developed yet. So I'm going to say this kid who probably just didn't know any better, you know, couldn't control his emotions. And the dude, he just lost the will to want to live anymore, you know. I honestly wish he would have, you know, gotten help or something, you know, like speak to somebody or something like that. But you know, it's just a sad situation, you know. There's always going to be somebody out there for you who could, like, make things better, make your situation seem better. You know, you just gotta talk to somebody, you just gotta get help. I know life could be rough. There was times when, you know, I felt like I didn't want to live, you know. Like, they've been nice. I just jumped in my bed and I started crying and shit. But, you know, it's good to just to talk to somebody and, you know, let your emotions out. Like, if you're in your room at night, if you just gotta start crying, or you want to punch, you just need something to punch, like punch your pillow or something. I wouldn't say punch the wall or anything like that, but, you know, just let it out, you know. It's best to, you know, not have all that anger and sorrow bottled up inside. And, you know, depression really is a real thing, but, you know, the thing is with society today, like, people don't care if... Most people usually don't care if a young man or a man suffer from the depression. Like, you see, men, we supposed to just, you know, shake it off. You know, men supposed to be tough. Like, nobody don't really give a fuck. But, you know, it's a real thing, man. Like, there's a lot of, you know, people who are suffering from this shit. And, you know, who could really use a helping hand, you know, or some advice. But, sad to see him go. He been mainstream for not even that long. You know, I'm sure he been making music, but, you know, I haven't really heard that much from him. 20 years old, man, making... I'm pretty sure this man was making well over six figures, you know, from his music. And, you know, all that's gone. And I think he got a kid too, man. Like, man, shit crazy. That kid would never is probably gonna grow up and be like, you know, what dad at, you know? Or what happened to dad? And you know, the kid here, this situation, he took his life over some female because she cheated on him. Like, man, it's just crazy. But is this kid a boy or a girl? I don't know. But yeah, it's a sad situation. If you, I'm gonna look more into the Lil Loaded thing. Yeah, like I was saying, it's really sad. And I hope his family, the be I wish his family the best in this t during these tough times. But anyway, man, make sure you guys follow me on social media at MK47USA. Make sure you guys download this podcast, share it everywhere. You know, we're trying to go to the top this year. And yeah, I'll see you guys later. Peace.